ConstantContact.ca.
Kick off the season with Stampeders VIP Night Out. Keep it on QR Calgary to win red zone seats for you and three friends for the June 7th home opener against the Ticats. Plus pregame on the west sidelines and VIP entry to Stamps House for an amazing meal before the game. You'll even hang out with Sarah and Andy. Listen for the VIP night code word at 6 a.m., 8 a.m., 3 p.m., 5 p.m., and 7 p.m. Then enter it at QRCalgary.com. Win a Stamps VIP Night Out from your Stampeder station, QR Calgary.
QR Calgary is 770 CHQR AM, a Chorus Entertainment radio station.
This is Global News. I'm Joshua Azizi. The federal conservatives say they will cooperate with the liberals to end the U.S. trade dispute.
Leader Pierre Poilievre met with the conservative caucus on Sunday as they prepare to return to the House of Commons without him in the chamber. Poilievre said he's told Prime Minister Mark Carney that the conservatives are ready to work with the liberals to bring an end to tariffs imposed by the United States. Now, despite showing some cooperation, Poilievre went on to accuse Carney of putting his elbows down when it came to opening exemptions for some counter-tariffs levied against the U.S. Cooperation on any front would mark a departure from the Conservatives' relationship with the previous Liberal government led by former Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. David Augustine, The Canadian Press.
Meanwhile, the Liberal Party caucus has voted against adopting the Reform Act, which would create a formal process for MPs to eject their party leader if the need to do so arises in the future. Parliament resumes on Monday. King Charles will read the throne speech Tuesday. President Donald Trump says the U.S. will delay implementation of a 50% tariff on goods from the European Union to buy time for negotiations with the bloc. Trump says the agreement came after a call Sunday with Ursula von der Leyen, the president of the European Commission.
We had a very nice call and I agreed to move it. I believe June 9th would be, July 9th would be the date. That was the date she requested. Could we move it from June 1st to July 9th? And I agreed to do that and that. She said, we will rapidly get together and see if we can work something out.
Trump had threatened to impose the tariff on EU goods in a social media post on Friday. Russia and Ukraine have swapped hundreds of prisoners of war in the largest exchange since the invasion of Ukraine began. Reporter Marcus Moore says the swap came just hours after Ukraine was targeted by a massive Russian missile attack.
This latest offensive, the largest since Russia invaded Ukraine more than 3 years ago, involved nearly 400 ballistic missiles and drones. Ukrainian officials say killing at least 18 people and wounding dozens more. These attacks come amid the conclusion of a historic prisoner swap between the two countries. Both sides agreeing to exchange 1,000 captives each. But despite that cooperation, airstrikes have only seemed to intensify.
The prisoner exchange was arranged during peace talks held in Istanbul earlier this month. The fifth anniversary of the murder of a black man by Minneapolis police is being marked at vigils across the U.S.
In Houston, where George Floyd grew up, civil rights attorney Ben Crump spoke alongside relatives.
That knee on George Floyd's neck was like the knee on black America's neck. And we all are struggling to breathe.
Despite the Trump administration moving to drop court-approved agreements to enforce police reform.
It does not change the reality that we are committed to rebuilding this police department.
So citizens can trust it, says Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara. I'm ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
The Canadian government will now be deciding whether to list the snowy owl as threatened under the Species at Risk Act.
Earlier this month, the Committee on the Status of Endangered Wildlife in Canada announced it had assessed the bird as threatened. Experts say the decision is yet another concerning sign of the changes shaping Canada's Arctic. The co-chair of the subcommittee overseeing birds says snowy owl observations have declined about 40% over 24 years. That's due to a combination of climate change and other threats. Louise Blight says climate change reduces sea ice and increases shrub cover in the tundra, which both provide important habitat for birds. The snowy owl is also Quebec's official bird. Naira Ahmed, The Canadian Press.
From the Global News Desk, I'm Joshua Azizi.
Your nightly dose of unfiltered opinions and unexpected conversations. The Last Show with David Cooper.
What do you get when you mix foster care, a GED, and an Emmy? Our guest, Sheree Honeycutt, continues to tell us what it's like to be a runaway teen to someone who earns a master's degree in journalism. We're going to talk her journey in this letter she wrote to her younger self. She's the city spokeswoman for Kansas City, Missouri. Sheree, thanks for being here. It's been a good chat thus far.
It's been great.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Some of these elements that were in this letter you wrote to your younger self, as I read them, I think these would maybe be in my letter, you know? Not that I run away, but I wasn't very happy as a kid, you know? And I think it was more about me than my circumstances, but at the time, I really felt a victim of my circumstances. You told your younger self, like, you'll lose your way, you'll fall through the cracks. If you had heard that advice at the time, how do you think you would have reacted to it?
I don't think I could see outside myself. And I think that's part of like the journey of life, right? Like, I think if I had written this letter to myself and if I had sent it to myself and I'm sitting there at 14 reading it, I don't know that I could have taken myself out of the situation. I mean, when you're young, you have to learn those lessons. And so I don't look back on that time. You know, you're talking about, I feel a victim to your circumstance. I felt like a victim for a while in my life. But there was a certain point where I just said, I'm not a victim. This is just what my experience was. And it was a gift. I really look at a lot of the things that happened to me as a gift, because if I look at them any other way, it doesn't give justice to what I've done in my life. I've really worked hard and taken those steps to do something important, at least to myself. And it makes me feel good that, you know, people like you want to talk to me about the things I've done in my life. But it's really something where I don't want people to read that story and say like, oh yeah, she did fall through the cracks. I didn't actually. I just thought I would. I really believed that's what was going to happen to me. And I didn't allow that to happen to me.
You keep on talking about accomplishments as gifts. Can you say more about that? Because it's interesting. Like there's so much we can control. Hard work, dedication, like commitment to our craft, studying, trying, putting in the effort, trying to correct our paths. But then there's these external rewards, like for you, maybe winning an Emmy. You describe them as gifts. And I think that's such an interesting way to look at outside rewards or outside labels. Those are gifts, but what's in our control is like the hard work and the things we do for ourselves.
Well, David, have you ever given yourself a gift?
Oh, man. Say more. What do you mean by that? Like, have I gone to the store and bought myself something? Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, it's that in a way. It's like you had to earn the money to get that gift. I had to earn my way to my gifts. We all have ways that we get the things in our lives. And so I've given myself many gifts through hard work and determination. I always like to say I use polite persistence. Everything I've gotten in my life, I got through either hard work or asking for it over and over and over again in the nicest way possible, which is also earning it.
Right? Yeah, yeah. So. I was saying this last night on my show. You just like keep showing up somewhere unless you get a restraining order, eventually like they're going to let you.
Yeah.
You know, that's how I got my first radio job. I kept on annoying people until someone took me seriously.
That's how I got my first TV job. Yeah, I kept calling the assignment editor at KTVU in Oakland, Ellen. I just kept calling her every like 3 days. And I said, hi, Ellen, it's me again. I really want an internship. It's Sheree. I promise you I'm going to do the best job ever. Have you talked to your manager yet? And finally, she said, yes, I did. You have the internship. And so it's things like that where, there is times where, I mean, yeah, I had to write a huge project. I had to do a research project. It's huge. I have a girl I mentor right now. She's in junior college. And so she's talking to me about writing a paper. And I said, okay, well, how long is your paper? She said, it's 4 pages. I said, oh man, I remember when I had to write 4-page papers. And they were hard when I had to write a 4-page paper. But then I had to write a 10-page paper. And then I had to write a 20-page paper. And I just wrote a 40-page paper that was a 271-page document. So it's just goals in life and setting those goals. And that's a gift to myself, being able to do that, being able to write that paper and say, I did it. I really did it. And not only is it 5 pages, but it's quality 5 pages. You know, I got that Emmy Award. I got that bachelor's degree. I got that master's degree. I got that GED. You know, those were all gifts I gave to myself through hard work and determination.
You mentioned mentoring a student right now.
Yeah.
The power of mentors. You earlier, you talked about your relationship with your dad. I don't know if you would see that quite as a mentor relationship, but the power.
I do.
Okay, good. But the power of relationships with people who are well positioned to give you advice, to support you, who have more knowledge than you. Was that something in your story that really helped?
Yeah, I had a lot of teachers who helped me along the way. And that was also part of my acknowledgement, was talking about all of the teachers and people along the way who had helped me in different ways. I'm really blessed to have a lot of strong mentors in my life. And I never thought of myself as a mentor. I moved to the middle of nowhere, Missouri. Well, no offense, sorry, Cape Girardeau, Missouri. I moved to southeast Missouri, and I saw a commercial one day for this organization called CASA, which is Court-Appointed Special Advocates for Children. And it talked about how you could give back to a foster child and you could help guide them. And I was like, what do you mean I could help a foster child? I was a foster child. And so I got involved with this organization in 2016, and I've worked with them off and on, helping young women and kids who are in foster care. And so I mentored one girl for 2 years. I still keep in touch with her. And just being able to say, you know, you can do these things. These are things you can accomplish, or being there to just help them with anything. You know, like I said, helping them with papers, helping them figure out how to get a job or have a car or whatever the things were when I was 20. And I didn't have anybody to help me with that stuff.
Your relationship with your father, how has that helped you?
Oh, my gosh, it's amazing. My dad was here visiting me today, and he actually reminded me of this morning. He was like, you know, you have to remember how strong you are. And he's like, when you came home and you were 20, I told you that you had a gift that nobody else would have, no matter. And he reminded me, he's like, you walk into rooms now with politicians, with people of high caliber, and you have an experience that a lot of those people haven't experienced. You know what it's like not to have anything. You know, you know what it's like to count your change and pay food. And so he's there all the way, reminding me of who I am, reminding me what I can do. And that's so valuable to have that. And it really hurts my heart to know that there are people that don't have those. And so I encourage anybody that feels lost, try to find people in your circles that can give you help and give you reassurance and give you advice, because we can't live our lives on our own.
When it feels lonely, that power of someone just kind of looking out for you, you know, is so important. And it's interesting, you're talking about a time in your life where you struggled so much, being both like a great, you know, weakness, but great time of difficulty, but also being like such a superpower. When you enter other situations in life, it's like you've got this wealth of experience that they don't, and that helps out. I've always thought that like some of our greatest weaknesses or some of our greatest difficulties can also be our greatest superpowers. Greatest piece of advice for your younger self, summarizing the letter, something that you could just outline for us, something that would really have helped you when you were growing up?
I think just to know that the journey is long and you have to keep working. You have to keep setting those small goals, because when you set a small goal, you'll achieve it and then you'll want to do another one because you're like, I did that. I did it. So if you can do those little goals, you just keep building up, because once you've done the small one, then the next one's probably going to be a little larger. And so I have a goal now that I'd like to write a book based on my research that I've done. And so that's the next goal I'm going to do. I haven't started it yet, but I know it's there and I know it's achievable.
Plus, all yes and your small goals can reach towards a big goal. Do not be afraid of a spreadsheet to manage creative projects. That's my advice. Sheree, this has been a great chat about your story, about your letter. I appreciate you coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Sheree Honeycutt is the city spokeswoman for Kansas City, Missouri. Ever joined a book club and put off reading the damn thing? Well, try joining a book club that's been reading the same book for 12 years. A bizarre, mind-bending classic with gibberish, but perhaps also genius. What could this book be and what could you learn from it? Answers on the other side of the break.
Want to be part of the last show with David Cooper? Call us and join the conversation. 1-888-505-6644.
Overnight expeditis.
1-888-505-6644.
Overnight Expeditis, here to keep your packages and parcels moving. With Overnight Expedite's Expat Mailbag service, you can ship almost anywhere in Alberta with next-day delivery for just $12 plus GST. No hidden fees, no hassle. From Edmonton to Medicine Hat, from Grand Prairie to Red Deer, One Transport Group are Alberta's locally owned courier service. Overnight Expedite, proudly part of One Transport Group. Overnight Expedite, when time matters, they deliver. Visit ShipExpedite.com today to learn more.
As our bodies age, they bring some aches and pains that we haven't had before. Isn't that awesome? Hi, Gord Gillies here for Active Sports Therapy. Their unified team of over 30 expert practitioners have one common goal: to help you truly enjoy all the things you love. Don't suffer through shoulder, hip, or lower back pain. Do something about it. With a combination of physiotherapy and sports, you truly enjoy all the things you love. Don't suffer through shoulder, hip, or lower back pain. Do something about it. With a combination of physiotherapy and sports chiropractic care, including active release techniques, laser, shockwave, acupuncture, and more. All under one roof. Get active about your health and start at activesportstherapy.ca.
Rock chip? Give it the kid that. Palo Alto Outlast will repair that rock chip same day, and they'll treat you like family. But what if you need a new windshield? Come on. Palo Alto, it's clear. They're going to treat you with respect. You see, they win Consumer Choice Awards every year. You know it's true because you heard it from me, the Glass Father. And I go through a lot of windshields.
Calvalta Auto Glass.
The class of auto glass.
Love playing Baccarat? Then Cowboys Casino invites you to join the Wild Hunt. From now until June 19th, play Easy Baccarat and win up to $8,888. You score ballot entries when winning $10 plus on Panda or Dragon side bets for a shot at Cowboys Casino's June 19th cash tournament. And it gets even better. You get double the ballots when Panda kills Dragon. Ask your dealer for details. It's time to join the Wild Hunt only at Cowboys Casino. Please play responsibly.
Urban luxury redefined. University District. Explore elevated townhomes or condos presented by Jamin Built, Crystal Creek Home, and Rohit Homes. Find your new home steps from beautiful parks, restaurants, and shops. Discover all that is new in this award-winning community located near University Avenue and Shaganapi Trail Northwest. Come by the Sales and Discovery Center and experience it all for yourself. Or visit myuniversitydistrict.ca. University District. Life works here.
Gluten-free? Doesn't mean you have to miss out. The Cookie Jar is Calgary's 100% gluten-free bakery.
Hi, I'm Devin from The Cookie Jar. Because you need delicious gluten-free options on hand, we offer a huge variety of frozen items, like frozen cookie dough, so you have fresh baked cookies at home. Or in a pinch for a quick meal, we have pizza, shepherd's pie, chicken pot pie, and tortilla. And everything is celiac safe.
Visit The Cookie Jar Gluten-Free Bakery at 128 28th Street Southeast. Or Google The Cookie Jar Calgary to see everything they offer.
It is absolutely the right time to buy.
Whatever you do, do not buy.
These stocks are bound to double.
The value has cut in half.
There's always a pattern.
There's going to be guaranteed returns.
Yeah, if you're
When seemingly reliable sources say opposite things, who do you trust? Get trustworthy and unbiased invest information at checkfirst.ca. Brought to you by the Alberta Securities Commission.
Kick off the season with Stampeders VIP Night Out. Keep it on QR Calgary to win red zone seats for you and three friends for the June 7th home opener against the Ticats. Plus, premium on the West Side Lines and VIP entry to Stamps House for an amazing meal before the game. You'll even hang out with Sarah and Andy. Listen for the VIP code at 8 a.m., 3 p.m., 5 p.m., and 7 p.m. Then enter it at QRCalgary.com. Win a Stamps VIP Night Out from your Stampeder station, QR Calgary.
The Last Show with David Cooper. Procrastinate your life away with us.
Do you think your book club is bad about actually finishing books? Try going through a book and taking 12 years and not even being close to being done it. I am here with the founder and organizer of the Finnegan's Wake Reading Group in Austin, Texas, Peter Quadrino, to discuss a very particular peculiar. I can't say that word. Peter, I can never say the word peculiar. Can you help me with that?
Peculiar.
Peculiar.
Lear.
You know what? I'm just a very odd, curious book. Finnegan's Wake. It is by James Joyce. And this is no ordinary book that you're reading in your reading group, is it?
No, it's not. It's, lots of different languages, lots of different associations, things like that. We started out the group where we were reading two pages, in a meeting, and we'd spent 2 hours just unpacking. two pages. And at some point it was so much material and that we weren't able to cover it all in 2 hours. So we started doing one page per meeting. And that's been going pretty smoothly for us. So we do one page for 2 hours.
For those that don't know what Finnegan's Wake is, at a very high level, tell me about the book, because there's no book like it.
So I'll just talk a little bit about Joyce for a second. James Joyce was an Irish author who, he left Ireland when he was like in his early 20s because he thought it was too restrictive with the Catholic Church and also, being a subject of Britain. And he lived in Italy and Paris and all these places. And he was like a language teacher. So he's very interested in languages. And he was a writer. And his most famous book was Ulysses. And Ulysses was published in 1922. And Ulysses is much more approachable than Finnegan's Wake, but even Ulysses is a pretty unusual book. It's just like 700 pages about one day. And each chapter of the book kind of gets a little more stranger, a little more experimental. And then that leads into Finnegan's Wake. So Joyce spent 17 years writing Finnegan's Wake. And these were like the peak of his creative powers because he had just finished Ulysses and he was like the most famous writer in the world after Ulysses. And a lot of his friends and supporters didn't understand what the hell he was doing with Finnegan's Wake when they were seeing the excerpts of it. They thought he was crazy or that he was wasting his talents and wasting his genius.
My naive read is like it's a lot of it's gibberish. There's 100-letter words. There's words that are made up. It's like the Jabberwock. To me, it makes very little sense. But that's my read. I'm sure yours is very different.
Yeah, that's what's so interesting about it is it looks like gibberish. And it looks like he just was having fun, just writing whatever came to him and just making noises and just messing with letters and words as much as possible. But the more you study it and the more you study like the composition of it and things like that, it's actually a really deliberately crafted work with an unbelievable amount of like structural intention and things like that.
Is it fair to say it's an experimental piece of literature?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
What's the basic premise, as you see it, of the book?
The basic premise, I would say, is that somebody is asleep, and while they're sleeping within their dream world, there's cycles and cycles going on of basically all of history. And so the person who's sleeping and their family, which is next to them in the house, they kind of take on the roles of everyone, every historical person that's ever existed. But it's all kind of like all of history is kind of existing on one plane. So it's like time kind of fades away and characters and figures from 2000 years ago and from 100 years ago are all kind of in the same place and interacting and things like that. So it's, the dreams, it's the unconscious, it's just everything that's way deep inside your DNA that you can't really summon with your daytime mind or your daytime consciousness.
Oh my God, you're losing me. There are those that worship this book. There are those that think it's one of the greatest pieces of literature of all time, that it has a deep meaning, deep questions about humanity or answered. And then there are critics who just kind of write it off. And like you say, they say James Joyce was wasting his talent for so many years. Where do you fall on that spectrum?
Oh, I'm definitely on the former camp of people who think that it's one of the greatest pieces of literature ever written. The thing that's so interesting is, like I said, it was Joyce at the peak of his powers. Like pretty much everybody that's interested in literature acknowledges that Ulysses is maybe the greatest novel ever written. But he spent the next almost 20 years of his life putting all of his focus on this book. And a lot of people brush it off or, don't want to really spend the time to try to figure it out. But if you spend a little bit of time with it, you'll see that it really is. I think it's Joyce's best work. And since Joyce is one of the greatest writers ever, it makes sense that it would be one of the greatest books ever. It's basically like a 628 page poem with all these different languages mixed in and things like that. But it's playful and it's fun and it's silly and it has the qualities of a fairy tale or parable or things like that. And on the surface, yes, it looks silly, ridiculous, or impossible to comprehend. But if you spend a little bit of time with it and look up some of the words and things like that, it does start to come together a little bit. You have little inklings of understanding or inspiration too.
Why do you think people are so captured by this book when others are not?
I think a lot of people aren't captured by it just because it's not a regular book. It's not a book that you could pick up and try to get through as many pages as you can so that you could complete it and say, I finished it and I found out what happened in the end or whatever. You could read the book cover to cover and cycle back to the beginning, and you'll learn different things than you saw the first time you read it. I mean, I've read it probably twice altogether, like cover to cover, but we read it twice a month with this reading group, and I'm always finding something new or learning something new, or so there's some new rabbit hole to go down and make new connections and things like that. I think why people are so drawn to it and captivated by it is it's like a sphinx. It's an absolute mystery, and yet it yields some interesting treasures when you spend time with it.
Is it purely about the book, or for you, you've got this book club? Is it about kind of the relationships and discussions you have along the way? Is that another important component of it?
Yes. Well, I started the book group originally because I was really interested in the book, and so it would come up in conversation a lot with friends and family and relationships, things like that. And a lot of times people will, you know, indulge you talking about it, but they don't care about it or they don't know about it. So I was looking for other people that are really interested in this to talk with them about it and see what they think. And so that's why I started the group. And so, yeah, I made a lot of good friends over the years who are, you know, we share the same interest. I mean, there's other things that we maybe don't agree on or whatever, but when you share that kind of passionate interest, it's easy to make good friends. But yeah, the book itself, even if I didn't have the group, I'm sure I would still be super interested in the book. It's just, it's inexhaustible, and yeah, it's endlessly rewarding, I find.
Well, I'm here with Peter Quadrino, founder and organizer of the Finnegan's Wake Reading Group in Austin, Texas. Now, Peter, I did not make a mistake I made with somebody a long time ago. I was a young, wet behind the ears radio personality. It must have been 7 or 8 years ago. And I told a man I'd read Finnegan's Wake, who I was interviewing about it. Rookie mistake, I lied and told my guest I'd read Finnegan's Wake, and well, he called me out on it. Here's the clip.
Okay. And what's reported again and again and again by people who don't read Finnegan's Wake, people who play with it, is that they have a shockingly recurring phenomena such as synchronicities, deja vu.
I've read it.
You've read it.
You're lying. Anybody in the world. We have. Sorry.
Can I, and he pretends that he's a Reddit. He's a lying.
I'm glad I didn't make the mistake with you. Peter, thank you so much for your time.
Absolutely, David.
After the break, the mind of a street performer, a man who's donned silver and becomes Elvis. His name is Silver Elvis. He's a legend. What makes him busk? Stick around to find out. I'm David Cooper. This is The Last Show.
Are you running your air conditioner constantly in the summer to keep your home cool and comfortable? Then right now is the best time for window replacement. Steve here from Green Fox Windows. Most people only think about replacing their windows to keep their home warm during the winter. But did you know new windows from Green Fox are just as effective as keeping your home cool and your energy bills low in the summer? Special glass coating blocks harmful UV rays from entering your home. Fusion welded frames ensure no gaps for air penetration. And argon gas between the window panes provides maximum insulation year round. Green Fox Windows, the perfect energy solution for Canadian winters, summers, and everywhere in between. For a free quote, call 1-800-232-9454 or visit greenfoxwindows.ca. That's greenfoxwindows.ca.
In a world where it's easy to get wrapped up in distractions, we need to stop and ask an important question. Will you say yes to mental health? Put down your cell phone. turn off the TV and the laptop and just ask, what does saying yes to mental health mean to you? Is it getting yourself counseling, supporting a loved one, or donating time or money to an urgently needed mental health program? Whatever saying yes to mental health means to you, please visit woodshomes.ca and say yes today.
I'm Chantal Karviazik. My Métis grandmother was guarded about her family's heritage due to the history of scooping children with Indigenous backgrounds. Since the start of the full-scale war, over 19,000 Ukrainian children have been abducted by Russia in an effort to erase their cultural identity. A donation to the Canada-Ukraine Foundation will help rescue these children because every child deserves a future. Donate to the Canada-Ukraine Foundation at cufoundation.ca.
Again.
If you have water in your basement, you may need a sump pump. Let Abalone, a Canadian company with 55 years of experience, help take care of that wet basement for you and ensure your valuables and your socks stay dry for years to come. Call Abalone today. Visit AbaloneCanada.com. That's Abalone with a B.
The best high-concept sci-fi rigmarole in the universe is back.
What the hell? Oh, shit. How long was I out?
Close airlock 7!
Beth, please let me out.
I put you in there for a reason, Steve.
Mom, Justin! Get back here! This is for your own good!
Rick and Morty, new season, Sundays on Adult Swim. Stream on Stack TV.
Get your mouth round it.
Selling your home? Sentinel Storage has a location near you with secure and affordable storage solutions so you can upsize, downsize, or whatever you need size. Make it easy on yourself. Buy Canadian, store Canadian. Try 4 weeks free at sentinelstorage.ca.
Take the pain out of airport parking with Park2Go. Drop off your vehicle at Park2Go and they'll get you to your departure gate in 9 minutes or less. Visit park2go.ca and save 15% with promo code RADIO.
Watch the greatest names in golf compete in our own backyard. The Rogers Charity Classic returns to Canyon Meadows Golf and Country Club August 11th to 17th. Get your tickets now or visit qrcalgary.com for your chance to win a pair of tickets. The Rogers Charity Classic goes beyond world-class golf. It also has raised more than $137 million for over 290 children and youth charities across Alberta. For tickets and more info, visit rogerscharityclassic.com, proudly supported by QR Calgary.
This is your nightly dose of chaos, confession, and questionable life choices. The Last Show with David Cooper.
You've seen Elvis. You've seen silver statues. But have you ever seen both at once on a sidewalk performing for you? Today we are joined by Silver Elvis, the king in full metallic glory, who occasionally collects loonies in his guitar case. He is in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Mr. Silver Elvis, thank you for joining me on the show. I'm so excited to chat.
Thanks a lot for having me. I'm excited to be here.
So who are you exactly? And what came first, the love of Elvis or the love of silver body paint?
I loved Elvis, of course. I was a theatrical model back in the 70s and a freestyle disco dance champion in 1978, and I was really good at doing the robot. So I love doing the robot, and it seemed to, I've made a whole career out of it. You know, I was Computer Man on television, and that's a robotic character on a show called VidKids. And then I got tired of the film industry and television. I didn't like it. I didn't like the community. It wasn't my bag. So I looked for a new community and found busters. So I went, well, how am I going to do it? Get a busking act? I'm going to leave television and just go on the street. I'm done. And I was 40. And I went, okay, I'm going to do this. So I had a silver jacket made, and I was going to be just a mechanical man. And then the designer put a high collar on the jacket and, hey, you look like a silver Elvis. I went, yeah, let's do some pants. And that's when it happened. And I was 2 weeks out on the street, and I got a national tour of busters festivals across Canada and internationally also.
Do you mean to tell me an accidentally popped collar was the impetus for, like, basically a 25, 27-year career as a Silver Elvis busker?
That and being good at robotics.
I love how you just smashed all these things together, some by experience and interest and some by accident, creating your act.
Yeah, well, I'm a eclectic artist, so I was just jamming with, some holographic fabric that had a silver backing. Originally, I wanted to be called the 3D King, you know, the holographic Elvis. But everybody just saw the silver. They didn't really see the hologram so much. And so I had to change the name to Silver Elvis instead of 3D King.
What is it like performing for an audience that doesn't always ask for a show, but might really need one? People on the street.
Well, I get a lot of comments from people years after they had seen me. You know, I was 12 years straight in front of the Eaton Center at the food court area that crosses over the bay. 2,000 people an hour cross there. So the taxi driver said, "You got the best spot in the whole city, man." And so I stayed there for 12 years. And before it got pushed to renovations and whatever else, and I lost the spot. So, but 12 years of doing that, people would come up to and say, "You know what? I worked for the radiography department in the, you know, at the hospital. I'd come and have my lunches and watch your act every lunch, and it took the stress away from me. I'd moved out of the city for 5 years, but the five best things he liked about the city, I was on the top." So, you know, I get comments like that a lot. It's a stress reliever for a lot of people. It shakes them up, you know. "Wow, I didn't expect this. It's kind of fun," you know, they get it.
You mentioned having the best spot in Toronto where you perform. Is there secretly a mob-like mentality between street performers? Like, you're not allowed to take my spot or else something bad will happen? Or is it more friendly than that?
No. Well, it can be. It's more about, you know, I got assaulted by a rickshaw driver thinking he had the spot.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So, you know, I've had my moments. But usually it's addiction of some sort of the individual that thinks he owns the property. So, you know, that's when it gets tough. You know, if you play the street, the streets will play you. That's my motto. So, you know, it's a danger.
Unforgettable reactions you've had from passersby throughout the years. Could be bad, could be ugly, could be totally bizarre.
Oh, well, you know, little kids, daddy, is that his real head? You know, like stuff like, you know, when I'm just walking to the site, you know, somebody will, I'll be passing them, they look at me and they go, "Jesus," you know, like they're just like jump out of their skin, right? Because they just don't expect it. Because they're in the zone on their phone or just in some thought. And so that happens to me a lot of times. But Jesus, they just keep saying that. And so I had to come back with a comeback because it was really annoying. So then I started to say, you know, once all of them would go, "Jesus." And I would say, "Oh, no, honey, you're close. It's Elvis." And so, you know, that's all my comeback I come back with. But it helped me get rid of that anger I had every time so somebody got scared of me. I saw a guy lose $100 in front of me with a friend. That's not real. That's a machine. He started explaining how the machine works and everything, and my pedestal turntable. And the guy lost $100 cash right there.
Wow.
Because I, as soon as he put the bet down, I walked off the podium. And the guy went, "Holy shit! Oh my God, I can't believe it." You know, so that was kind of fun.
I live in the U.S. $100. That's a pretty good haul. That could almost get you a carton of eggs these days.
That's right.
In a world that is obsessed with viral fame, with people at home, influencers spending hours on their phone taping their cat, you know, they're not really getting that face-to-face in-person magic. What is it like being a performer that really creates that? Sort of the opposite of, you know, the 10-second short-form video, really connecting with their audience.
Well, I have a phobia of actually being famous. So I decided I was going to be heavily made up and stuff so people couldn't recognize me. But I get to live the legend of Elvis because they, you know, they get your memories going. They start talking Elvis. I got a lot of Elvis people that come up and visit me at the podium, want to tell their Elvis stories. And, people generally love Elvis, and so when I'm in the Elvis costume, it inspires that same chat, and I don't have to take any of it personally because it's all about Elvis. And so I get to third person it. And sometimes I'm not in costume when I'm at a restaurant and people are talking about Silver Elves, and I'll interject, yeah, what is that guy? You know, what is he nuts? What's that all about? You know, and yeah, I like start, you know, having those third party conversations. And so I've enjoyed the fame because nobody knows who Pete Jarvis is, you know what I mean? They only like Elvis. So that's good.
That's your name, of course, Pete Jarvis.
Yeah.
Look, you talk about living the legend of Elvis for other people while performing as Silver Elvis on the street, all those hours with all those people. Have you uncovered any universal truths, anything deep about humanity that you want to share?
In general, I see over a million people a year passing by my podium because I do a lot of festivals across the nation and internationally, New Zealand, Ireland, Poland, different places, really up to Turkey. I've done different places. But I have found that in most cases, people are really nice. There's just that small percentage, that 1% that, you know, you might want to watch out for. But I put myself out there, you know, on the street, you know, in a vulnerable position. And I find for the most part, everybody is pretty good, you know, which was a good realization, you know. So, you know, I think humanity, for the most part, is good.
It's that mean world syndrome or scary world syndrome where we think everyone out there is out to get us and mean. But when we actually look at people, most people, 99% of people are fundamentally good.
Yeah, I find that a lot of people are struggling. A lot of people are internally struggling. And just to have a little reprieve with a dream of Elvis and some fun and laughs and laughter and curiosity. My act is about laughter and curiosity and wonder and lots of questions. People have a lot of questions. So when you get that curiosity sparking, people are engaged. And a lot of our stuff is not just engaging enough, you know?
Well, Mr. Silver Elvis, I appreciate you coming on the show, telling your story and having this chat. Thanks so much for your time.
Well, thanks for taking the time to say hello.
Coming up soon, if you've considered looking for a new job or brushing up your resume or interviewing, the thought of using generative AI like, you know, ChatGPT to help you might seem like a good idea. And in some cases it is, in some cases it's not. So when should you use AI to help you with your job hunt? That we'll find out in a few moments.
Want to be part of The Last Show with David Cooper? Call us and join the conversation. 1-888-505-6644.
You're approaching retirement. It's one of the biggest financial decisions you'll ever make. But have you only thought about the money?
What about the lifestyle you want to enjoy? Traveling, purchasing a vacation property, helping your family get a head start in life. These are the experiences that make up your retirement.
I'm Dave Popowich.
And I'm Faisal Carmelli, and we're the Popowich Carmelli Advisory Group with CIBC Wood Gundy.
We work exclusively with people who are approaching or living in retirement.
You've spent your entire career building a good life for you and your family. Why should you give that up in retirement? We've retired hundreds of times with Albertans just like you.
How are you picturing your retirement? Our knowledge and expertise can help make it a reality.
You wouldn't go to a family doctor for heart surgery. You need a specialist.
So when it comes to planning for your retirement, don't settle for anything less than a retirement transition specialist.
We'll help ensure your lifestyle never retires.
Call the Popowich Carmelli Advisory Group at 403-966-8400 or visit pkag.ca. CIBC Wood Gundy is a division of CIBC World Markets, Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and member of CIPF and IROC. If you are a current CIBC Wood Gundy client, please contact your investment advisor.
When you see and hear ads for windows and doors, it's almost always about the price. But when it comes to investing in your home, the smart money is always in the quality. Quality that for three generations, Causes Windows and Doors has put into the manufacturing and installation of their products right here in Calgary. It's their craftsmanship approach and understanding of your needs before the job starts that brings all the details together, creating a quality product you'll love for years. Think quality. Think Causes. Causins. CausesWindowsAndDoors.com.
The Knee Clinic is Alberta's only private knee clinic. They'll have your knee issue assessed by one of their specialists in days without the need for a doctor's referral. Stop waiting. Stop guessing. Call 403-457-KNEE or visit kneeclinic.ca.
Upgrading to a Claus tractor just got easier with the Claus Limited Inventory Sale. Now through June 30th, get 0% financing on select Claus Axion tractors or 3.99% on select Arion tractors. Learn more at Claus.com. That's CLAAS.com.
Heading to the airport soon? Take the pain out of airport parking with Park2Go, offering hassle-free valet parking. Park2Go is your first-class airport parking experience. You can also have your vehicle detailed and serviced while you're away. And for some reason your car won't start, they'll even give your vehicle a free boost to get you on your way. Visit park2go.ca and save 15% on parking by using promo code RADIO.
Measles outbreaks are occurring in Canada, including Alberta. These outbreaks are highly preventable. Measles is an extremely contagious disease that is spread easily through the air. The best way to protect yourself, your family, and your community is to ensure you are up to date with your immunizations. Don't get measles. Get immunized. Visit alberta.ca/measles to find out if you're up to date and what to do if you're not. A message from the Government of Alberta.
This week on Model Makeover, we take the old Tiguan and upgrade it with more horsepower, more towing capacity, and accessorize the new model with cutting-edge tech and premium finishes.
Didn't expect a makeover show-style commercial for a car ad? Find more than what you're expecting at Fifth Avenue Volkswagen, where the redesigned 2025 Tiguans have arrived. Fifth Avenue Volkswagen, just off Barlow. Online at fifthavvw.com.
Simply stunning.
Summer is green thumb season, but what do you do when your soil smells funny? What if your tomatoes aren't ripening and your lawn isn't so green? QR Calgary has all the answers for you with special three-hour summer episodes of Let's Talk Gardening every Sunday at 9 a.m. Spruce It Up Garden Center President Merle Coombs answers all your questions and gives you the tips and tricks you need for a beautiful garden and yard. Let's Talk Gardening on QR Calgary 770, brought to you by Spruce It Up Garden Center.
Broadcasting intimate confessions and useless obsessions. You're listening to The Last Show with David Cooper.
Looking for a new job? Is it time to spruce up your resume? Well, you might consider using generative AI tools like ChatGPT in your job search. But that could make you look bad, or it could help you a lot. And we're here to go over the do's and don'ts of using generative AI in your look for a job. How about that? Look for a job. That's not incorrect grammar. Perfect grammar. I'm here with Mike Scheckman, a regional director at talent solution firm Robert Half, to discuss this. Mike, always a pleasure having you here.
Thanks for having me on again.
Thanks for not criticizing my grammar. I should have used ChatGPT to write my introduction for this interview. That was my mistake. I feel like if you use AI the right way, you are lauded for getting your work done quickly and getting it done well. Use AI the wrong way, everyone's going to call you out because you're writing weird stuff that hallucinates and does a bad job or is really obvious. And I feel like there's no thing where this is more apparent than when looking for work. What are some of the do's and don'ts here? I imagine don't write your complete resume using AI is one of them.
Yeah, no, David, I think there's a massive difference between being efficient and being lazy. And I think this is where we're seeing some of those discrepancies. AI is not about replacing what you're doing in terms of the job search. It needs to be part of an add-on, right? So making sure, and we're seeing this, hiring managers now are receiving large volumes of nearly identical applications. And they're, you know, people are leveraging AI in a sense where they're literally mirroring the resume and the job description. And putting these types of prompts are not going to get you the job. It may get you an interview, but you have to be able to tailor it. And one of the things that we talked about, and I heard this more recently, is remember to keep it real. And when I say keep it real, it's just refining, ethical, authentic, and leverage. And those are the four components where you want to be able to edit your resume, but not make it exactly the way it is. Being ethical, making sure that you're not claiming the different skills that you have and experience that you don't have. And just keeping it personal. This is your story to tell, right? So you got to be able to work that way. And finally, leverage AI in a way that, again, you're brainstorming ideas, not necessarily copying and pasting.
One thing I found is like if I have a letter, I come up with the body of it. It's my original work, but I need it like fleshed out a bit or cleaned up, or I'm not sure about the grammar because I'm dyslexic. That's a good thing. Like plug it in and it's like, hey, ChatGPT, clean this up. It's my letter, my original letter. The output is very similar, maybe a little better. that's a good place to start with resumes. Don't just say, write me a resume, write your own damn resume, and then it can help you clean it up or tailor it towards a specific job. Would you say that's good advice?
Absolutely. And it's again, whatever you get from ChatGPT or other tools, it should only be 20% of the work. So I always have a rule of thumb where if it's 20-25%, then you can supplement it, right? So it's, again, you can create efficiencies in the process, but not necessarily replace what you're doing with it. And I think this is where people are just putting too much emphasis into the tool. And you know, a good analogy is, especially if you're not authentic and things are not necessarily aligned with your experiences, it may get you in the door, but you're not going to last. You're not going to last, whether it's in the interview process or in the job. It's like the whole idea, and this is, again, a bit of an analogy. I'm 5'9". I'm not going to put on a dating site if I was single that I'm 6 foot, right?
You're going to obviously do what everyone who's 5'9 does and put that you're 5'11.
That's it. There's going to be a problem when you show up, right? So I think similarly in nature, I think that you just got to be and represent who you are and again, do and leverage every technology that we have. I think it's a big emphasis. If you don't use the tools, you're going to be left behind. So it's about using it right.
Now, a lot of people think of using AI to help with the job search as like writing, like, oh, it'll help me write my resume, or it'll help me write some cover letter. It can also be used to help you train for your interview. Like, we all get these dreaded HR style questions in an interview when a potential manager asks you things like, tell us about your biggest weakness, or tell us about a time you struggled during. And there's like a list of 50 of these questions, and they're hard, and you want to come up with a good answer. You can use AI to either practice or help you brainstorm, like help you. You can ask AI to ask you back, how might I answer this question given my experience? It can be used to kind of train yourself, not necessarily to pass off work that was generated by AI, but a lot of people don't think about this.
Yeah, and that is a great example where it can be used as a great tool where you can almost role play with ChatGPT or other tools to actually work through some of those behavioral type of questions. So I'm fully supportive, and I think we're getting some great success where people can actually walk through it. I think the magic happens is where you're able to actually insert some of your own stories and experiences that allow an employer to understand how you can make an impact on their organization and work through that. I think where people maybe fumble through that process is they don't think about it. They know the questions will come, and yet they're not preparing for it. So the more you can prepare leveraging AI with some of those behavioral questions, situational questions, that will maybe reveal some of those experiences, not through just a generic one sentence answer. It will allow you and allow the employer to really assess whether you're a good fit for the organization.
And in your free time, you can ask ChatGPT to role play in different ways, but that's a conversation for another interviewee. What are some of the other ways it can be used? For example, the dreaded cover letter, the tailored cover letter that it's like you apply to 50 jobs and you got to write 50 different tailored cover letters. Is it good to help with things like that? And if so, how?
Yeah, no, absolutely. You can insert your resume into one of the platforms and it can skew and basically put together a standard cover letter. You can leverage the tools to actually create a cover letter based on your skills and align it with the job description. But again, you got to be able to strip that apart and tailor it and make sure you edit and refine it. Because again, you want to be able to insert some of your own personalized stories into that cover letter to make sure it aligns with that. So yes, it can create and make something that is ready to send. But it's literally going to be the same thing that maybe three other candidates will be sending along. How much effort you put into it there beyond is really going to set you apart, which is going to be crucial.
In today's age, how important is having a good LinkedIn profile while searching for a job? And if so, is there a way I can use AI to help me polish up mine? Side note, I'm going through mine right now as you speak. I'm not asking for a friend. I'm asking for me.
Yeah, no, I think LinkedIn is something that is always live in real time, and you're getting further acceleration where hiring managers are always on there. Brands are investing more and more into LinkedIn, and it's crucial that you're mirroring your resume to your LinkedIn profile. So you're always updating it. You're always networking. You're always leveraging the tool. You're almost engaging in the community because, again, no different than other platforms, it becomes a bit of a chamber that, depending on what industry you're in, so it allows you to really leverage that technology to build further relationships to the point where, you know, sometimes people have been able to line positions or referrals for even roles that were not even posted. So your ability to really network and not only network from a standpoint where it's like, hey, I'm looking for a job, but network is like, how can I help the community? How can I build people up? How can I comment on different things that will add value? That's the stuff that gets recognized and organically builds your network in a way that will pay dividends.
Well, Mike Scheckman is a senior regional director at Talent Solution firm Robert Half. Mike, thanks for going over these ways in which we can use generative AI to help us with our resumes, our job search, our careers. I appreciate your time.
Always my pleasure. Thank you.
That is very much the show. I wish you very much a great weekend. And I will something happens, be back on Monday night. Don't forget to check out our podcast at www.lasho.pizza. That's lasho.pizza. There you can find details and subscribe to it. And I will leave you with some excellent advice. Always be yourself. Always express yourself, especially at airport security. I'm David Cooper. This is The Last Show.
Filling your speakers with live Stampeders football. Get ready for the next exciting game on QR Calgary.
The Stamps gallop into the season with a visit from the Hamilton Tiger Cats Saturday, June 7th. QR Calgary has all the action with your pregame show at 3:30 and your kickoff at 5.
All the hits, all the plays, all season long. Bringing you pregame, play-by-play, postgame. Stampeders football on QR Calgary. Brought to you by Alberta Ford Dealers.
This hour for Mountain View Sun Decks. Is your deck showing wear and tear? Stairs in need of repair? Get summer ready by visiting mountainviewsundecks.com today.
Justin, you're going to be late for school.
I've got a few more minutes.
Now, kiddo.
Mom, I'm bike pooling with Ben today.
Oh, okay. Please wear a helmet.
Okay.
The Alberta government is building 90 new schools across the province, giving more kids the chance to bike to school. Learn more at alberta.ca/schools now. A message from the Government of Alberta.
Okay, so you want to know what makes Stack TV so special? Is it the stars, the buzzworthy shows, iconic reality programs? Yes, and because every single day, we add new entertainment for you to enjoy. Stream on Monday and watch new episodes of The Day of the Jackal with Eddie Redmayne. Tune in on Wednesday and get hooked on Based on a True Story with Kaley Cuoco. Binging on Friday? Why not stream Rick and Morty with, well, Rick and Morty? Now that's special. Stack TV has new shows streaming every day. Try it free. Applicable membership required. Restrictions apply.
Hey, Dad, did you know when a village comes together, we can do amazing things?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like helping families have a safe place to stay and letting kids like me just be kids.
What do you mean?
I'm talking about In From the Cold. We learned about it at school. They're matching donations until June 8th.
Sounds like you've been doing your homework.
Maybe a little. We should donate.
You're a pretty smart kid. You know that?
Yeah, I know. So can we? I've got allowance money.
All right, let's do it.
A village can open doors for families facing homelessness. Visit avillagecan.ca to donate today.
Alberta has always been good to us. Its lands have fed and nourished us. Its pioneering spirit, fueling and pushing us forward. It's a place that has what we want, what we need, what the world needs. So let's raise a glass for Alberta. From Alberta. Visit raiseaglassab.ca to support Alberta's brewers and distillers. Brought to you by AGLC and Travel Alberta.
A new roof is a critical investment for your home. Do you know the difference between a roof built to last and a roof that underperforms?
Robbie the Roofer from Calgary Elite Roofing.
At Elite Roofing, we want to prove to Calgarians that we are accountable. How do we do that? We give you peace of mind with our superior warranty. We're also proud members of the Better Business Bureau and the Calgary Construction Association. And when you call, we're there for you, even evenings and weekends.
Want accountability built into your new roof? Then you want Robbie the Roofer.
Get a quote started today at calgaryeliteroofing.ca.
Kick off the season with Stampeders VIP Night Out. Keep it on QR Calgary to win red zone seats for you and three friends for the June 7th home opener against the Ticats. Plus pregame on the west sidelines and VIP entry to Stamps House for an amazing meal before the game. You'll even hang out with Sarah and Andy. Listen for the VIP night code word at 6 a.m., 8 a.m., 3 p.m., 5 p.m., and 7 p.m. Then enter it at QRCalgary.com. Win a Stamps VIP Night Out from your Stampeders station, QR Calgary.
QR Calgary is 770 CHQR AM, a Chorus Entertainment radio station.
This is Global News. I'm Joshua Azizi. The Liberal caucus has voted down rules that would have strengthened the say of backbenchers in who should lead their party.
Many Liberal MPs still feel the shock and awe of former Prime Minister Justin Trudeau clinging to power for months, even as calls from within his party grew for him to step down before he finally did in January. But not enough of them felt this way to adopt new rules set out under the Reform Act that would prevent that from happening again by emboldening caucus members, allowing them to force a leadership review. Liberals were tight-lipped after their meeting. Caucus Chair James Maloney would only confirm that a majority voted against adopting the rules. Kyle Duggan, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
Pierre Poilievre is signaling that the Liberals might have some conservative support when it comes to resolving Canada's trade war with the United States. The Conservative leader met with his caucus Sunday, a day before the House of Commons is set to return. He says he's willing to cooperate with the Liberals when it comes to reestablishing Canada's sovereignty and economic independence.
I've already told the Prime Minister that we are happy to cooperate any way we can to bring about an end to this unnecessary dispute and restore not just our sovereignty, but also tariff-free access to the most successful international trading arrangement in the world.
Poilievre is also accusing Prime Minister Mark Carney of putting his elbows down after tough talk around counter-tariffs during the election campaign. Meanwhile, King Charles will visit Canada Monday for the first time since his coronation. He will read the speech from the throne Tuesday, becoming the first monarch since 1977 to read the document. Russia and Ukraine completed the final round of their prisoner swap hours after Moscow launched a major aerial assault.
A rare moment of cooperation between Russia and Ukraine. As the third and final prisoner exchange that began Friday ended Saturday.